Good morning, guys. How are you?
Well,
Good, Gladys. Now, can I just, this one thing that I know it's not a big thing, but your press conferences at 11 o'clock. I was watching you on TV yesterday and I missed Zach Stubbledy-Cook win gold at the Olympics.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think you should watch the Olympics. Seriously, our Aussie team is doing amazing, and it's a wonderful, wonderful positive thing to focus on during these difficult times, I think. Yeah.
Speaking about positivity and stuff like that, Gladys, there was a moment during yesterday's press conference where I thought you looked really emotional, and that's totally understandable. How are you going, you, just as a person, a human being with immense pressure on you? I can't even imagine how tough this is.
Oh, no, thanks for asking. I think I'm no different to everybody else, and you know, whenever I have a bad day or feel pressure, I think, well, this is what households are going through. People are not working.
Yeah.
They're having to homeschool. They're worried about their families. They're worried about getting sick. So I don't think what I'm feeling is any different. And I think it helps because then you appreciate the heaviness of every decision you take because it's affecting literally millions of people and literally changing lives forever. But I hope, you know, this time next year or, you know, 3 months' time, we look back and we think that was the worst thing that's ever going to happen to me in my life. That's the worst thing that's going to happen to New South Wales. And I think we'll come out of it stronger and better. And I'm very confident of that. But obviously, it is a difficult time for everybody. And I'm no different to everybody else. But I think it does help to have that level of empathy, to know that every decision you take bears heavily on every citizen. And this is a frustrating thing because the vast majority of people have been so amazing and doing the right thing, even though it's horrible. Most people have just gotten on with it. And it's just the small number of people that don't that ruins it for the rest of us. And that's why we just have to make sure we don't let that get away from us.
Sometimes it's hard, though, because we don't know what the rules are, and they do change a lot. And you've got to admit that, Gladys, where you know, directives change and whether you wear a mask or not. And to be honest, when we saw Brad Hazzard take his mask off the other day after the presser, did you guys realise that he was doing the wrong thing then? Or is it, you know, or is that not until you sort of become aware when the press get on to that sort of thing?
Oh, no, I think it's because you know, when you're, and this is a good example for all of us, it's so easy to drop your guard. It doesn't matter who you are. You have the absolute 100% intention to do the right thing, but it's so easy to lose concentration or drop your guard, and that's when the virus can spread. So it's really important for all of us just to know, you know, the basic rules. And I appreciate we have had to make some adjustments lately to the rules, and some people might find it confusing. But the basic rule is don't leave your house unless you have to. And if you have to, make sure you've got a mask. And obviously, if you live in those 8 local government areas of concern, and they cover lots of suburbs, but if you live in those 8 local government areas of concern, there are extra rules for you, and you can't really go anywhere beyond 5 kilometres of your house if you live in those local government areas. So it's a very difficult time, but this is what we need to do to keep this Delta strain, which is just so contagious. I mean, we've knocked every other COVID strain on its head. We have had a relatively good experience in New South Wales for the last 18 months, compared to other states and compared to other places in the world. But this Delta strain is really bad and very contagious. And I know this is a difficult thing to hear, but had we not gone into lockdown, we would have had thousands and thousands of cases today with lots of people in hospital and lots of people passing away. And that's certainly not what we want for New South Wales. And we want to get on top of it and get out of this as quickly as we can. And I'm confident we'll make some good strides in the next month.
Gladys, there was a report out from the Grattan Institute overnight saying that 80% of people need to be vaxxed before we can live in some kind of relative freedom. That just seems incomprehensible, to be honest, given the attitude of some to vaccinations. What is your take on what we need to get to be able to live a relatively normal life?
Oh, look, I completely support the fact that we need to get people vaccinated. And I'm heartened by the fact that most people in New South Wales want the vaccine. Mm. But the challenge is we have to get them the doses. We have to get enough doses out there. So I'm doing everything I can to get those doses to New South Wales and to get those jabs in arms. But I'd set a target of 10 million jabs for New South Wales, and we're up to 3.7 million already. So we're doing okay and we need to do better. So I'm really going to push that message in August. And also the federal authorities have changed the health advice. So before they said, for AstraZeneca, it was only for people of a certain age. But now, because of the Sydney outbreak, they've allowed people of all ages to come and get the AstraZeneca vaccine. And we've got more of that available. So we're really asking people to book in to come and get the jab. And I'd set a goal of 10 million jabs even before this outbreak because I knew the importance of the vaccination. I've always had a sense of urgency. Once our population's vaccinated, we can open up, we can live freely and put COVID behind us. And then we'll be measuring the number of hospitalizations. We won't be measuring the number of cases because it won't matter. If you're vaccinated, it's keeping you out of hospital, and we know that. And that's the good news. There isn't a single person.
There's no one in ICU who has been vaccinated. Is that right?
That's right. There's no one in ICU who's had two doses. So the vaccinations work in keeping you out of hospital, which is the main game, but they also help in making you less contagious. So if you actually get the virus, you're not going to spread it as much. And that, in this context, when we've got an outbreak, that's why I'm urging everybody, especially in those local government areas where the case numbers are so high, go and get the vax, because not only will it keep you out of hospital, it'll keep your loved ones safer as well, because you're less likely to pass it on to them.
Now, we're all vaccinated in here. I mean, Ed, you've had the Pfizer. I've had the AstraZeneca.
I'm
over 50.
Four Pfizer.
Yeah, well, I know. You had the one from the private school as well. But... Aaron, who was 37, and Jack, who's in his early 30s as well, have both had AstraZeneca. So, and Aaron got it yesterday and made it very public. So you're here to say people under 40 get AstraZeneca, unlike some of your, you know, contemporaries interstate. We're all on board with AstraZeneca, aren't we, Gladys?
Oh, yeah, I got the jab. And Aaron, I'm so proud of you. Thank you for getting the jab.
Pleasure. I did honestly, my research, Gladys. I went to the GP, and after about 3 minutes of looking at reputable research from experts, it was very obvious that this is a really good decision for me to make. So I did it straight away.
Oh, good on you. And the other issue is, and we do encourage people to go to their GPs if they're worried. So Aaron did absolutely the right thing. But the other research coming out says that the AstraZeneca actually lasts longer. I mean, look, there's lots of research papers on the two vaccines, but our experience now with this outbreak and in New South Wales is that it's actually working against the Delta strain.
And they did a study in Spain of 1 million people who'd gotten Pfizer and AstraZeneca, and there was no difference in the chance or the risk of getting a blood clot in both of those vaccines. So this whole kind of belief that AstraZeneca is more dangerous, there are studies that dispute that.
Yeah. So I'm really proud of you for doing that, Erin, and I hope other people listening in that age bracket, we want people in their 20s and 30s to come forward and get vaccinated, because younger people are more active, they're in those jobs that move around, and unfortunately, we've got 60% of people who've got the virus in this outbreak, the Delta strain in New South Wales, are under the age of 40.
Yeah, so absolutely.
A lot of people, a lot of young people.
Yep. Get it in their arms and let's get on. Let's open up again, hopefully soon. Is there a chance we open up before zero COVID though, Gladys? Because it's going to be around for a while.
No, there is a chance. Absolutely. We've said we want to get that infectious number as close to zero as possible. We just don't want to be in a situation where, you know, other states kind of open up and lock down all the time. So we're just hoping that this will be the last time we ever lock down, because if you get the vaccination rates up during this time, it means you don't need to, because the community has that immunity because they're vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're really pushing everybody in August to get vaxxed, because then we have the greater chance of coming out of this as free as possible, which is exactly what we want.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
Good
you,
luck.
Premier.
All the best. Take care, guys.
Susie Aaron.